Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where we're taking a deep dive. Well, deep dive. We don't deep dive. We take surface-level appraisal of a film series.
We mostly look at what is happening on the screen for most of the time, and sometimes we think of a funny little thing to say.
Sometimes we don't.
Sometimes we just think of a thing to say.
Sometimes we just beg for likes.
That's right. Sometimes our great editors just assemble a joke from the random syllables we shoot out of our mouths.
That is correct.
We just shoot off our traps. Half-formed thoughts, and Ben and Lawrence just get in there and they make their beautiful magic.
Boy, do they.
But not this week, maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So we're, of course, diving deep into the Monsterverse.
Not deep, you just said.
Oh, yeah. We're going into the hollow earth of the Monsterverse?
That's right.
Is that better?
Yeah.
So for those people who don't know, Godzilla 2014 kicked off a new cinematic universe. Next to the MCU, it's probably one of the most successful modern shared universes.
I would agree, sure, yeah.
It feels like an accident though, right?
Do you think they prepared for failure?
Yeah.
Think they planned for failure?
We'll talk about it, especially when we get to like the third and fourth one. But yeah, that's what I think happened. But this first one, Godzilla 2014, much like RoboCop 2014, acted as a clean reboot. So this is not linked to the Japanese 1954 original, nor the American adaptation.
Ooh.
Which we've already looked at from
Godzilla 1998.
That's
yes.
That's right, yeah. This is a whole new thing entirely. And they brought in Gareth Edwards. Mm. People might know from Rogue One.
That's right.
And that other movie he made about robots.
And another movie he made about monsters?
That's right. It was called Monsters. Because
oh, nice.
This was his second movie after Monsters.
Uh-huh.
That was an indie monster movie that he made by himself, did all of the special effects. It's pretty incredible. And they took a look at that and they went, can you make a Godzilla movie? And he went, yeah, probably. And he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
All by himself.
All by himself.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, look, we'll talk about Godzilla's screen time, but the approach that he took in this was to look at it like Jaws. Well, you're talking about Jaws and you're like, where's Jaws?
When's Jaws going to get here?
When's Jaws going to Jaws us?
When Jaws isn't in the room, people are going to ask where Jaws is. He's in the water. He's never in the room.
No, rarely.
Yeah.
Except for that time in Jaws 3D where he broke through the glass and then he was in the room.
There is one scene where Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss are in a warehouse and Jaws is in the back. He's at the poker table. He's all in. I'm eating you.
That's it. Now, there is also a bunch of parallels between this and Jaws. I should say there's two. Because the Brody family is actually named after the Jaws' protagonist.
Oh, Jaws Brody.
Jaws Brody, that's right.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, 2014, a very innocent time before we knew Elizabeth Olsen and Aaron Taylor-Johnson kissing was wrong. Because now we know they're siblings, obviously.
Yeah, not allowed to do that.
Ew.
Illegal.
That's right.
And yuck.
Yep.
How do you feel about this one, though?
I enjoyed it a lot. It is, I mean, you're not wrong in saying that it is quite slow-paced, and there's, you know, it's...
I like that about it, though, I should specify.
It's a slow burn, yeah. Mm. But if the monstering was less impressive, I think I'd overall be disappointing, you know?
Boo and why?
Exactly, but you know, when we get Godzilla, the effects are incredible, the Godzilla model, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the monster battles, the sense of scale. We've talked about this before, of course, he recently did the movie The Creator.
Yes.
And, you know, mixed reviews, I would say, but I enjoyed it. Not least because of the incredible sense of scale.
Yeah.
He knows how to show you an epic scene, an epic landscape, and you go, whoa, that's big.
And he goes, I did it like that on purpose.
That's right. Wow.
Not an accident.
Well, you've made me feel small, Gareth Edwards.
You bastard.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Well, similarly...
I get you, but you're putting your hand on the top of my head and I'm swinging my punches and I can't get to you. You crafty bloke.
I mean, one of my favourite things about Rogue One as well is that same thing. They make a Star Destroyer, which is enormous, feel even bigger and more intimidating. Yeah,
that's
he's
right.
Just really good at doing that.
Do you think Godzilla could defeat a Star Destroyer, James?
No.
Interesting.
Oh, maybe.
Hmm.
Because the Star Destroyer could just start really high and shoot a laser.
Yeah, if it was in orbit, I think, around a planet, it could shoot a big laser. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But I think if it was just, like, sitting on a dock, like on the ground,
yep.
and there was nobody in it and it was not functioning, I think Godzilla
Jaws.
I think Godzilla could just punch it.
You think Godzilla and Jaws could team up?
I think
up?
They could team up. I think Godzilla could take Jaws' tail and swing him around. We call that the fastball special.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It used to be Colossus and Wolverine, but now it's Godzilla and Jaws.
Now, that, everybody, is an example of Ben and Lawrence fixing a joke in editing.
Oh, no, don't make him do that. Don't make him do a full animatic of Godzilla and Jaws. What do we mean, putting them together?
Now, I think there is a mistake in this movie character-wise, right?
Well, what is it?
And that is that Bryan Cranston, who I like a lot in this movie, should have just been the lead in the movie.
Right, but of course, in this movie, he's Brody? What are we doing? What are the characters' names?
Great question. Let me check.
He plays the father of Aaron Taylor-Johnson's character.
Yes.
And he believes that some years ago his wife was killed by something sort of lurking underneath the earth.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know quite what it was, but he spent the intervening years between then and now kind of obsessing over what it might be.
He's kooking it.
He's
cranking it.
He's kooking it and cranking it. That's right.
Yeah, but he's right.
He's on TikTok. Hey, guys, I'm kooking it and I'm cranking it. Let's go.
Yeah, I think all of that works.
I'm going to tell my son about it. Let's see what he thinks. Oh, he thinks I'm crazy.
But yeah, that loss of his wife is really effective. He gets totes emosh, and I think that all works.
Yeah,
he feels like a real character.
Nice.
Like, genuinely. And I think having the narrative then shift over to Aaron Taylor-Johnson and his sister Elizabeth Olsen, I don't think that's a strong kind of human connection.
Yeah, but the thing is, Bryan Cranston's character died. So what are they
going to
do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean...
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do after that, so... You know, it's got to go down Aaron Taylor-Johnson, I reckon. Plus, he's a tough guy Marine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's a tough guy Marine.
You know, if we're going to imagine a guy standing on the shoulder of Godzilla firing a machine gun or whatever, maybe in future movies.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Bryan Cranston.
Well, I guess not.
Yeah.
Unless he, you know, eats some goo and grows or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Giant Cranston.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But also, Bryan Cranston himself, even though he enjoys this movie and he liked being in it, he said it was a narrative mistake to kill off his character, Joe Brody. That was his name.
Interesting.
Joe Brody.
I love that. That's an all-American name, let me tell you.
Absolutely. But let's talk about Godzilla itself.
Okay.
I feel like it really does have that terrifying presence, even off-screen. You catch glimpses of it. You cut away, which we'll talk about.
There's that moment where a bunch of soldiers fire some flares into the night, and they swoop past his scaly form.
That's right.
Yeah. And then they're like, ah, and then they just start firing bullets. Imagine if you were the one guy that just dropped him with a lucky shot. Like, you hit him in the back and he's like, oh, my sciatica. And he just fell over. You know?
Oh my God, incredible, yeah. And the complaint of this is that he appears in this movie only fully after the first hour, and he's only in it for around 12 minutes in total. But the thing about that is, compared to all the other Godzilla movies that have come before it, this is actually one of the highest amounts of screen time that a Godzilla has had.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe at this point people were used to, like, more action, more, you know, you want more monsters and all of that.
Iron Man's in the title, you see him all the time.
You see him
Godzilla's
all the time.
Godzilla's in the title. Why aren't we seeing, where's Godzilla?
Where's Godzilla?
Where's Godzilla, you know what I mean?
He's Jaws in it.
Like, absolutely. And I'm not super familiar with the original Japanese Godzilla movies, but I have seen the recent Shin Godzilla, which sort of harkens back to the originals.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, there's a lot of people in boardrooms discussing what to do with Godzilla for a very long time.
And does it end up being like, we're just going to let him run amok?
Yeah.
And by that, I mean we have to.
Pretty much.
We can't do anything.
James, they use a special freezing gas.
Oh.
And they give him a big chill.
Does he like it? Or does he go, burr?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. He goes, burr. Yeah.
So, yeah, I completely get that. Yeah, I mean, you know,
It's expensive also.
It's expensive. But yeah, but again, like I said, I think the action, the giant monster action we see, I think more than makes up for it.
Yep.
In this one, at least.
I completely agree. I feel like, though, it does confuse me a bit because they'll often cut away from a big fight or a big climactic moment with Godzilla. And it just has me wonder, like, what happens? Because the fight ensues and then do the monsters then separate and go drink a big gallon of Gatorade or whatever?
Absolutely,
like, what's happening in between? What do they just decide to, like, to pause and be like, let's...
And Godzilla's coach comes up to him and he goes, you're a bum, Godzilla. You're a bum.
Yeah, fair enough.
Get back in there. Use your laser breath. Oh, I didn't think about using my laser breath.
Now, the design of this, producer Thomas Hull made it clear that the design of Godzilla had to be accurate. He said, and this was definitely a shot at Godzilla 1998.
Make sure it doesn't look like Godzilla 1998 because it sucked.
Well, that, I don't even hate the design of that.
Mm.
But I think if you're a Godzilla fan, that's not Godzilla,
no,
right?
Absolutely
that's
not.
The discussion that we've had. He said, I'm always puzzled as a fan when you take things so far it's unrecognizable.
Mm,
and that
great.
Works to me. And this was Gareth Edwards' approach. The way I tried to view it was, imagine Godzilla was a real creature and someone from Toho saw him in the 50s and ran back to the studio to make a movie about the creature and was trying his best to remember and draw it. And in our film, we get to see him for real. It was important that this felt like a Toho Godzilla. And I think it just nails every aspect of that. It does kind of... It embellishes on things and there's more kind of detail. And
I think he's the biggest Godzilla
he
as
is.
Well.
Oh,
he's
we're going to talk about
biggest.
Scale, definitely, yeah. I think all of that is really, really effective. And the design elements in its face, it's got like a bit of bear and dog and eagle and it does give him almost like this regal kind of...
Oh, a regal appearance. Eagle.
Yeah, a regal eagle. He's a real regal eagle. I just think it's really terrific. And like just the texture of the skin and just all of it. Like it's man in a suit enough... Without
sure,
making him look like a guy in a rubber suit.
And look, if I could, I say this every time, the next time they make a Godzilla film, I just want, and you know this, James, I just want, when there's the big monster battle happening, I want one singular frame where it just cuts to two men in really obvious rubber suits fighting. Just versions of those two monsters, and it's just really cheap looking. And then I think you suggested, and I think this is a great idea, don't put it in every print. So sometimes somebody comes out and goes, did you see that frame? And somebody else has seen it, you know, on a different day. It's like, what are you talking about?
You've gone mad.
Mm.
You've gone Bryan Cranston mad.
That's right.
And he was killed.
Mm.
Yeah. How do you feel about the change of origin? Because in this universe now,
I'm not familiar enough with it.
Well, you know, because he's a creation of like nuclear technology.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Right? Not always, but often.
Oh, okay. But in this instance, he's a product of evolution. He's been around for a million trillion years.
He's basically the reset button if anything horrible shows up.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm also horrible. Yeah. And I need to fucking stomp you out.
That's right.
God, but the first reveal of him where you see the foot come down at the airport.
Mm.
And I know there was a similar thing in the Godzilla 1998 trailer.
Right on the top of the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Maybe I'm just impressed by a Bigfoot. But not Bigfoot. Not that impressed.
You're not impressed by Bigfoot.
It's not that big a foot, if we're being real.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, look at Shaq. He's got a big foot.
Yeah, I reckon, like, they probably make a commercially available Nike Jordan that would fit a Bigfoot.
Okay, sure.
But not a Godzilla.
No, absolutely
yet.
Not. Yeah. And just...
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. The way that he's introduced and shot, and this goes back to the scale thing, they kind of use things around him as frames of reference for size. You know, there's not a lot of where you pull right back and you see, you do towards the end more of the battles. You know, they really lean into like the weight of the movement and you know, and like going slowly past a bridge or under the water and like, you know, tilting battleships and all of that. Yes. It's just wonderful. But here's something else I think is wonderful.
Go on.
Now, they could have easily gone with, like, classic Godzilla enemies in this, but they decided to create something new.
Yeah, right, okay. And you liked that.
Yeah, I did, actually.
I thought it was okay. I kind of feel like they should have gone with a classic Godzilla monster foe, even though I'm not really that familiar with Godzilla monster foes. I don't know. I mean, I think they're an interesting design. They remind me of, remember the scene in Terminator 2 when the T-1000 is chasing the good guys in the car and the T-1000's arms turn into like little silver golf clubs?
Absolutely.
They look like monsters made entirely of those golf clubs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Well,
I think it's a great analogy or metaphor.
Okay, fine. It's great. Good point, but I meant to say great analogy.
Thanks, man.
So the design team took inspiration from Jurassic Park, Alien, King Kong, and Starship Troopers. You can see a bit of that Starship Troopers in it, especially.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I think the insectoid kind of nature of it really works. Oh, the dog's here, speaking of bloody monsters.
I know, Ollie.
Ollie, what's your favourite Godzilla? Is it Godzilla 1998?
Yeah,
or
it would be.
Godzilla, and you reckon?
Yep.
Or Godzilla 2014, / to the modern day? Something to think about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I also think another thing they did well with that particular creature is they work in its lore and the way it works really well. And I don't know whether it all adds up in terms of like how the mating rituals work and egg sacs and which one can fly. Like I don't look into it that much, but there's enough detail there where you go, yeah, this is a thing, right?
Yeah, and it works well for the plot. You know, they need nuclear energy for mating purposes, and there used to be a bunch on the Earth just laying about, but now it's all contained in those pesky bombs. Yeah. Always making trouble out there. So that's good, you know.
Yeah.
It drives that plot forward. I like that.
Well, speaking of bombs, man, I love in a Godzilla movie, you know, or a lot of these MonsterVerse movies, it always kind of comes down to, you know, the military's like, we've tried everything, including bombing Godzilla. But what if we bomb Godzilla just a little bit more, just a little bit harder?
Come on, let me use one of those pesky nuclear bombs. They're always sitting there so pesky and I just want to use one. Come on.
Oh, my God, you're not wrong. And, you know, of course, the famous line which is in the trailer, let them fight.
Yes.
You know, Ken Watanabe is like, let's let them fight. And we've talked about this before, but what he really should have said was, they're just going to fight.
Yeah.
They're just going to have to fight. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. Let them fight or step in between them and they'll kill you instantly. What do you, come on.
Ken.
What do you think, you could broker a peace between them?
Ken. Is that what you want, Ken?
Ugh.
Probably. The skydiving sequence is great. Again, you could have just had them skydiving past Godzilla. And that's fine, I guess. But just with the trails of smoke and all of that, just a beautiful visual. It makes a great trailer and poster as
that's
well,
right.
Mason, which I love. And as we mentioned, the final fight at the end, the two-on-one attack, just terrific. Really, really good. Just knocking down buildings and each other, you know, all of that. The way that the scales light up on his back and then, you know, shoots the atomic breath and it's, you see like the heat and the smoke and all of that like pouring off it. I mean, down the throat, tears off the head. God.
That is a premium move.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Should have dunked it like a basketball.
I think
the time Godzilla played basketball against Charles Barkley.
That's exactly right. I think though, you know, and he only uses the atomic breath right at the end. And you might be like, well, I mean, why didn't he use it earlier, obviously? I think there should have been some foreshadowing. Like maybe he looks like in the window of a skyscraper and somebody's doing a fatality in Mortal Kombat. He's like, oh,
wait a minute.
Remember that for later.
Something to think about.
That's right. I've been fighting these guys non-lethally this whole time.
Maybe he watched some video game footage of the game Primal Rage.
Probably.
Probably.
That's an old game and he's an old guy.
He's an old guy, mate. He's an old fella. And something I guess that has been talked to death, and I find this really amusing, when Godzilla gets up and leaves and everybody's like, yeah, we love you, Godzilla. You won.
King of the monsters, question mark?
Yeah. But why is... I don't know. I feel like...
Why does the public know that he's the hero,
potentially? I think they're just happy that...
Because he won.
Yeah. He won.
They're like, we succumb to our scaly new overlord.
Yeah.
We love you. Don't kill us.
Because they don't know the other one was going to do a bunch of eggs and stuff, do they?
That's
true. They don't know that. Also, Godzilla probably killed 10,000 people on the way out by accident.
Yeah.
You know? Taken off into the ocean.
He certainly ruined a lot of people's insurance premiums.
You're not wrong, mate. You are not bloody wrong. Anyways, it's time for a segment of the show that we're going to be doing every week, so we know what's up. It's called How Big Is It?
Oh, yeah, nice.
We're talking scale, Mason.
Yes.
So in this film, Godzilla was scaled to be 108.2 meters or 355 feet if you don't use the metric system because you're a cave person. And weighing 90,000 short tons, or which is 82,000 metric tons.
Oh.
Yeah. No, so this
What's that in stone?
Oh, who cares? Making it the largest...
What's that in fathoms?
Well, that's a great question.
Isn't it, though?
What's that in parsecs?
That's a great question, too. You've counted my great question with another great question of your own.
Happy to help, if that's what I was doing.
Yep.
So this does make this version of Godzilla, at this point in time, the largest film version.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't disagree.
It's pretty cool.
Because you can't argue with hard facts and science and numbers.
He's a big fella.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he doesn't make that his entire personality.
I know, right?
You meet a guy and they're just like big.
Yeah.
Because that's their personality.
What else do you do? My heart struggles to pump blood to my brain. I do that. Okay.
Oh, that counts. All right. On your way. On your way, buddy.
And now we're going to talk Triviazilla. Trivia section of the show, Mason. Here's some tidbits, some bits and pieces that I can tell everybody about this movie. Yeah. So this was a long road to get this version made.
It was a long road.
To get this version made of Godzilla 2014. More successful than RoboCop 2014.
Wow.
Yeah. This particular version, it originated from a proposed Godzilla project by Yoshimitsu Banno, who was the director of 1971's Godzilla vs. Hedorah, and it was tentatively titled Godzilla 3D to the Max.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, man. Toho Studios provided sound engineer Eric Adal. Great sound engineering on this, by the way, Eric. We really like it. Well, I do. I don't want to speak for you.
I mean, it's hard. It's also hard to talk about that on a YouTube video because you put a lot of the time, if you put in any sound of any kind or any music, it's like, no.
Yeah.
We're claiming this.
That's ours now.
That's your video's our video now.
We're coming to your house. We own that too. They actually got the original 1954 recording of Godzilla's roar and, of course, upgraded it to modern age to make it more organic and contemporary.
They put a rap in the middle.
That's right. They put a beatbox and a TikTok
That's
in
right.
it.
That's right. This one has a DJ in it.
At the end, it just makes the TikTok end of TikTok noise. Yeah. The sound designers also used 12-foot high, 18-foot wide speakers to blast Godzilla's roar at nearly 100,000 watts to get a good idea of the vocal power and strength. The idea also was to have Godzilla originally to be found preserved in a Siberian glacier.
Oh, right next to Captain America.
That's right. Well, they actually changed it because of Man of Steel. They went, didn't he was in a glacier, wasn't he? Sort of, I guess. His ship was. Leave him alone.
Yeah. A lot of stuff can be in ice.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Get over it.
God. What are you not going to put him in ice because I've got some fish fingers in the freezer? Is that why? Yeah. Is that why?
Yeah, it's good. As good as reason as any.
Oh, I should have fish fingers later.
Now, Andy Serkis, he actually consulted on this, on how to make realistic animal movements.
He said, I don't know, I've never seen one of these before.
Yeah, what is it?
It's friggin' crazy.
Yeah, it was basically showing them how to do that with a human body, but he was not involved in any of the mocap for this movie.
Oh.
Must be a pretty sweet consultant fee, though, Mason.
Is he a mocap guy, Godzilla? Or is he completely...
In this, there's a bit of mocap in it. Okay, yeah, right. Absolutely. I should check that if that's true. I'm pretty sure I read that, yeah. And last bit of God's trivia, whatever we said was. The film had a dimmer brightness in the home video release than the theatrical versions. It was later revealed that porting the film into home video caused some technical difficulties, which resulted in the lowered brightness. Despite these concerns, Warner Brothers apparently have never re-released the color-corrected version. So there you go. If you're looking for a great home video version...
good luck, idiots.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers wants you to fuck off.
That's right.
And buy Justice League 2017 if you want something bright and colourful.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyways, box office-wise, on a budget of $160 million, it made $529 million. Pretty solid film, pretty good success.
Nice.
And it set things in place for more movies and then a TV show. The movie also was so successful that two sequels were greenlit only 2 days after it premiered. There was a bit of a drop-off because I think there was that kind of word of mouth that only kind of shows up at the end or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But it still did very, very well. Considering Mason,
yeah. I've got some trivia.
Let's do trivia more.
Well, I was going to say also, if you watch this on home video, and good luck, getting a good version.
Yeah,
if you slow down the opening credits, all the redacted info you see, all the Monarch documents, they say funny little things.
Okay, let's
go. For example, this one says the introduction of Bryan Cranston. You get a little Walter White reference.
What does it say?
Walter White.
Ah, oh, Walter White.
That's a bit of fun.
He's his character from Malcolm in the Middle.
This one says, even with nuclear weapons, there is no guarantee that the creatures will succumb. Evidence shows that it is likely the creatures will come back with David Strathairn's head.
Who?
He's in the movie.
Is he?
Yeah.
Which one's he?
He's one of the guys.
He's one of the guys.
He's one of the guys.
One of the boys.
Yep.
Oh, that's fun stuff, Mason.
Anyway.
It's good to have little jokes.
I love little jokes.
Yeah. Good credits, though.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways, if you want to see next week's video early, or any of the videos we do here early, you can actually head over to BigSandwich.co, which is like our private Patreon. And over there, not only will you see Kong Skull Island early video, there's also bonus podcasts, there's movie commentaries, there's video game Let's Plays. We do so many things over there, Mason, don't we?
We do so many things.
Thousands of hours of stuff, if you do want to go through that back catalogue exclusively.
It's a crazy amount of content.
I agree. We also have
I'm saying content,
yeah,
because that's
what it is.
Yep.
It's what it is.
It's pure entertainment is what it is.
Yep, that's right. That's what Scorsese called it.
He said, that's a slay. He saw all the stuff
on
BigSandwich.co and he went, that's a slay.
That's what he said. Also, our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, that comes out there Sunday early as opposed to Monday. All of that is ad-free. But if you just want to check out our podcast where we talk about, you know, the movies of the week and the news and whatever.
You're more than welcome to.
That's right. It's got its own YouTube channel, Spotify, Apple, or just subscribe here. Just do all of the things that I said, all right? It's too many things. There are too many call to actions.
Do all the normal things. People know what to do by now.
Hit the bell and
ring
the gong.
We should just say do the normal things.
Do the normal thing you do. Mm. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Unless you're a freak.
Unless you're a weird
freak. Don't do those normal things. Yeah, no.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.